Hey, Cult Hitter Canon fans, this is your host, Zach. Just letting you know that this is part two of the TV podcast. For part one, check out the previous post for last week. But for now, enjoy the ongoing discussion about television between Zach and Nick.
Now, all right.
It is sweeps month, I guess.
February is sweeps month. Let me just start by giving my controversial opinion.
All right. Zach, are any of your opinions not controversial?
That is factually correct. Okay. So, I don't know how much you know about how much I like or dislike Conan O'Brien, so I will get to that in a bit. Let me start with Jay Leno. I find Jay Leno absolutely unfunny. I think that he is an awful comedian. I realize that he is affable and that people do enjoy him. So, and I realized that he did spectacular ratings. You know, he was the number one entertainment talk show, not counting, you know, like news or political or whatever. He was the number one entertainment talk show. I totally understand why NBC would want him back. I totally get that. Having said that, I think it's a complete dick move what NBC did to Conan O'Brien. Whether or not, regardless of whether or not I think Conan O'Brien is funny, which I also think that Conan O'Brien is not funny.
Really? That surprises me.
Yes. I am not a Conan O'Brien fan, and I realize that I'm in the minority opinion here, and that Conan O'Brien should technically appeal to me. I should fall within that demographic. But I just don't care much for Conan, and I haven't liked Conan ever since Andy first left the show. And that was a long time ago. That was in the year 2000.
I remember.
No, I had been watching Conan since.
I remember you saying that when Andy left, you thought the show lost something.
It did for me, and that was, you know, you can anybody can disagree with me, and that's fine. You know, I don't have a problem with that. If you like Conan, that's awesome. You know. If you like Jay Leno, that's fine. I don't think that either of them are very funny. I used to like to watch Conan. I watched him pretty religiously from about 97 until Andy left. So there were a good 4 years there where I pretty much watched it every night. And I thought that was back when we were in high school. So I was up pretty late watching that. I used to make a point of it to stay up and watch Andy and Conan. It lost something for me when he left. So much so that I started watching Craig Kilborn. Because I couldn't take it anymore. But having said that, again, I think it's a complete dick move what they did to Conan. And I do hope that Conan goes on to find success somewhere else, kind of just for spite. I think that Leno's TV show at 9 p.m. or whatever, 10 p.m., whatever it was on, the primetime show, was a horrible idea, and here is why. Leno obviously has a lot more clout with NBC than Conan. I think that we could all agree on that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Leno is the type of guy who has the clout to say to movie stars, if you don't do my show first, then you're not going to do my show.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, Leno had the power to basically cut Conan off at the knees. Because he could have guests on his show that would air an hour before Conan's show, or whatever the time difference was. Conan does not have the same clout to get the guests that Leno does. That's just the way that it is. Leno was extremely popular. So you can't tell me that Conan was going to succeed while being cut off at the knees by the NBC executives and Jay Leno. It wasn't going to happen. The two shows were not ever going to coexist.
I agree with you for many of the points. I mean, I'm a big Conan fan, but then again, I started watching him when Andy was already gone in about like 2001 when I started in at my undergrad, because I never stayed up that late when I was in high school, and so I never had a chance to watch it earlier. But so like I don't have that different view of Conan that you do, but you bring up an excellent point. I think there are people out there that would agree with you on that. It was a bad idea for NBC to give Leno that earlier show Which I agree with you, because that was not originally part of the deal. That had come up, like, I think about a year ago when Conan was right before Conan was wrapping up his show, when all of a sudden Leno announced, oh, I have a show now, too. It was a big, whoa, where did that kind of come from?
Right, because the whole thing about Conan taking over the Tonight Show, this deal had been done, like, back in 2004.
Yeah, I remember watching Conan the night that it was announced, and he gave a very heartfelt gratitude to Leno and all of that.
Plus, you take this guy, you take Conan, he's a goofy guy, he's got a goofy sense of humor, you know, he appeals to a different demographic than Leno. I honestly believe that he was set up to fail in a lot of ways. And I can't conceive of a universe where this show would have succeeded. It was doomed. It was doomed from the start.
I disagree with that, to be perfectly honest. I think that his show would, like, if Leno would, see, this is what I've been trying to follow it since word first got out that there were rumors of change. From what it seemed like, Leno had his show and it was bombing in the ratings, which subsequently hurt the local news shows because other people would be watching, like, I don't know, CBS drama and then watch the CBS news.
Yeah, it was hurting the local affiliates.
Yes, and then subsequently that hurt Conan's lead-in.
Right.
Now, if Leno didn't have his show, I fully admit that probably Conan would not beat Letterman in the ratings right out the bat. I think that would be insane for anyone to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think I have enough faith in Conan that he would have, you know, once he found his footing about what he wanted, what would work for him in the new time slot, because let's face it, I know TV shows, and this is a problem I have with shows, if it doesn't succeed in its first episode, it's canned.
Mm-hmm.
But things
are not given time to grow.
Yeah. But I think, you know, if Conan had a little bit of time, at least a year or two, I think he would have, you know, rebuilt a sizable audience that if he wasn't beating Letterman, he would have at least been decent competition.
Well, he's also had something that hasn't been working in his favor as well, and that thing has been the whole Letterman scandal. Letterman had this scandal where he was having an affair with somebody that worked on his staff. He came out, he was very public about it. This created a lot of interest in Letterman's show. Ratings went up as a result.
Yeah. Kind of like how ratings went up with The Tonight Show once this thing happened.
Right, right. I'm not quite sure that mainstream America would ever have been endeared to Conan. I don't know if that ever would have happened.
See, when Leno first started The Tonight Show, it took him about a couple of 3 years before he actually was making decent ratings against Letterman. So the idea that Leno is television gold is a bit misguided because it took him a good couple of years before he became the quote-unquote king of late night.
Right.
I think the same thing would have been true of Conan. Especially, I don't know how many years Letterman has left on his show, but I think it would have been a safe bet to say that Conan would have outlasted Letterman.
Yeah, I think that would have been a safe bet as well.
And I think Conan would have definitely came out on top if he hadn't already.
Dave is from a different generation. When Dave wants to retire, he's going to retire.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like Leno. Leno is a very hardworking man.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we would all agree with that. Whether you like him or not, he's arguably the hardest working guy in his industry with what he does. He's always working. Every report that I've ever heard, everything I've ever heard about Leno has said that he is a workaholic.
Yeah.
Why would he give the show up? It doesn't make sense to me.
Here's what I have heard, that NBC wanted to, I guess the NBC asked him to step down. Allegedly, there have been some dealings that Conan was getting offers, like back in 2004.
From
Conan,
Fox.
I don't know if it was from Fox specifically, but from other networks.
Mm-hmm.
NBC did not want Conan to leave.
To jump to a rival network.
Yeah, because regardless of his position now, Conan was still making excellent ratings in his time slot, and he had a sizable fan following.
Yeah, and he was beating the Craig Ferguson and the Jimmy Kimmels. And
so they asked Leno to step down. I'm from what I've been told. I mean, this could be wrong, so grain of salt, but I wouldn't be surprised. NBC asked Leno to step down, but they wanted to keep him on the network in some way, shape, or form, which eventually resulted into the Jay Leno show. So
And we should make a note here at this point that NBC's ratings are absolutely dreadful.
Yeah.
Absolutely dreadful. Their highest rated show is a news program. And that's 10 million viewers. And that is just, heads are going to roll at that network. And I think that you're going to see that network try very hard within the next year or two to get back to its more, you know, its more luxurious days.
Yeah.
There is basically no scripted content on NBC anymore, it seems. They have their Law & Order shows and they have their Thursday night comedy block. But other than that, I mean, there is little else going on with NBC.
Heroes, and that's about it.
I mean, there is that network. They have to do something because they are circling the drain, proverbially speaking.
Yeah.
But
so, if I can make one thing about Conan that
sure.
might be a bit controversial, you had your controversial comment. I'm going to make mine.
Sure.
Here's something. You know, I'm a big Conan fan. I like Conan. And I'm amazed at, like, the outpouring of Conan fans when this deal kind of went down. And I agree with you. I think it was a shady deal on NBC's part about what eventually happened to Conan O'Brien. But
right.
here's the thing. If Conan had all these fans and all this support, why weren't they watching the show? NBC used the excuse, oh, Conan was getting lousy ratings.
Which the ratings were down a lot.
True. But as I mentioned before, I think it was a snowball effect from
right.
the Leno show.
Right.
But if like Conan had this following, why weren't they tuning in? And if they were tuning in, or if they weren't tuning in, why? I don't know what I'm saying here.
No, I understand what you mean.
But like, why would they? Like, if they had this following, if they were tuning in, his reigns would be much stronger, and likelihood. He wouldn't have gotten the screw job that happened. Leno and NBC would have come to some other arrangement.
Right. Yes. Agreed. Agreed.
Now that being said, I gotta say I'm one of those people. I didn't watch on a regular basis. I currently don't have cable TV in my
right.
apartment because I'm trying to cut down costs. Because you know, oddly enough, being a grad student makes you poor. Who knew?
Yes, it does. Who knew?
But I occasionally checked it out on, the NBC.com or something like that.
Here I am in my tattered clothes and my shoes, which are patchworked together.
Do you have, like, the stick in the bag holding on to your belongings?
I stole these shoes from the feet of a hobo who'd frozen to death. And But we are running a bit long, and I do have to get back to the real world because I'm also a grad student.
Yes.
So, Nick, I wanted to thank you for being a part of this podcast. I know I can always count on you for a few controversial statements.
So are we going to cult or can this season of television? Because I'm ready to can the hell out of it.
I agree with you. I agree with you. So what we'll do, I think, is we'll get back together around maybe mid-May, and we'll talk about the way the television season has ended. Sound good?
Sounds good. Let's hope there will be a television season at that point.
All right. I agree with you. Okay, buddy. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Zach.
Thank
you. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. So once again, you can check out the website at http://cultedorcanit.blogspot.com. This has been a special episode of the Cult It or Can It podcast, and we hope that you enjoyed it. Please contact us and give us some recommendations for the future. Let us know what you think. So, bye-bye. Sense of humor cancer.